been something on my mind, something on my heart, something that's been troubling me, a trend that I have been seeing, particularly on Facebook, and it burdens me, it breaks my heart, it angers me. I believe it sullies the reputation of Christians. I believe it sullies the name of Christ. And that is the way some Christians and some are acquaintances to me, some I have no idea who they are, some for other reasons, because they're Pelagians or what have you, I doubt they're even saved. Others are people that I greatly respect and deeply love as brothers and sisters in Christ. No names are going to be mentioned. That's not necessary. But the bashing of the law enforcement community through the social media, and maybe even in pulpits, has to stop. It's unbiblical. It's sinful. It's hateful. And it's hurtful. Look, I was a deputy sheriff for 20 years. Most of you know that. And I know as well as anybody that the law enforcement community draws from the same fallible human race as every other profession. Not every cop is a good cop. Not every cop is a good cop. I have the best men and women in the world, and I've worked with some of the worst, all of them serving behind a badge. A dear friend of mine, John Speed, his name I will mention, and only in this context. There was a time when John was serving with another ministry, and the Secret Service literally came to the ministry without a warrant and confiscated an untold number of million-dollar bill gospel tracts, saying that it was an attempt to counterfeit money. And then some of the investigators, and this is an opinion, this is documented in the court record, some of the investigators, some of the members of the Secret Service literally lied as to what they did and how they did it and why they did it. And my friend John and others were subjected to the worst kind of harassment. Harassment from law enforcement who are charged to protect and serve and uphold the Constitution and use their authority to persecute my brother in the faith. I also know that there have been a number of Christians who have been arrested or cited, threatened with arrest by officers who were utterly ignorant to the First Amendment. Utterly ignorant. I understand these things. And these incidents make those officers who are involved in those incidents responsible for their actions, and they should be subjected to discipline if they are overstepping their bounds, if they are wrongly applying the law, if they're lying on reports, if they're doing anything contrary to the oath that they took to protect and serve. Those officers should be disciplined. I stand by that. But to malign on the law enforcement community in general is reprehensible and unbiblical, utterly sinful in Scripture. And those of you, if you're listening, who are doing that, you need to repent. Every 57 hours, one of my brothers or sisters behind the badge give their life in the line of duty. Not for their loved ones, not necessarily for people they know, but the very people who hate them and never want to see them. There will be an officer today, tomorrow, or the next day who will orphan his children, trying to make it so that someone else can go home safely. And how dare anyone malign the law enforcement community as a profession? In fact, you have the freedom to malign the law enforcement community as a profession on the backs of the sacrifice that these officers are willing to make every day of their lives when they go out on the streets. And you wonder why law enforcement aren't quick to run into the church on a Sunday morning when the right Reverend so-and-so looks at a blurry videotape of a few seconds of an incident and determines that the officers' heads should be on a platter. And you wonder why? You wonder why officers aren't running into the church? You wonder why officers aren't running into the church when they pull someone over who happens to have a Christian fish on the back and they get cussed out by someone who acts more like a sinful sailor than a born-again follower of Jesus Christ? You see, my Christian friends, the law enforcement community sees you when your church doesn't. And this angers me. And I love my brothers and sisters behind the badge with all of their faults, with all of their foibles. I love them. And you should too, because they're willing to die for you and you're not willing to die for them. They will go places you would never dream of going. They will step in things that would cause you to vomit if you were even near it. How many times have you rushed a dead baby in your arms, rolling code 3 to a hospital, knowing that the child likely died of SIDS and is gone? How many times have you done that? How many times have you knocked on someone's door and said, your loved one's not coming home tonight? They were killed by a drunk driver. How many times have you responded to a domestic violence call where the woman is called begging for help? You get there, she is cut, she is broken, she is bleeding, and you go to arrest the husband, the perpetrator, or the boyfriend, and the woman is now jumping on your back beating you because you're taking her source of livelihood away. Oh, it's easy from the recliner of an American home to say cops are bad. We live in a police state. It's easy to do that. As Christians, God has called us to think higher. As Christians, God has called us to more. Yes, wrongdoers should be held responsible for their wrongdoing, whether they carry a badge or not. But the law enforcement community in the United States, at the very least, deserves your respect, deserves your appreciation, and deserves your prayers. And I'm giving notice. Anyone, I don't care who you are, particular of a Christian evangelist you are, I don't care how we are. If I make it about the law enforcement community on Facebook and speaking disparagingly about the law enforcement community as a group, I'm blocking you. I'm blocking you. We got about a minute, buddy. I know there's something.
Yeah, my thought on this is, in the current environment that we live in, it's very easy to look at the government and look at the attacks on the Christian faith and recognize that those who are going to enforce it are those of us who wear the badge. That does not mean that those of us who wear the badge always like doing the job that we have to do. Sometimes we disagree with it. It also means that a lot of good officers out there are challenging it, that they are taking it back to their district attorneys, they're getting back to their state attorneys, and they are trying to determine, is this right? We try real hard to enforce the law and do it right. And to sit there and tell us, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Chris, let me stop you for just a second. We're going to be on today in the chat room, and we're going to take your questions, too, if we can. All right, we are no longer live. We're now doing some bonus time on the show. Go ahead, Chris.
Basically, what I'm saying is that officers are, it's easy to look at the agency and say, hey, we're the ones who go out there and we're the ones who try to stop people from preaching the gospel, and we're the ones enforcing bad laws by the government, so therefore we're the enemy. That is, it's a betrayal to the officers who wear the badge. Yes, there are, as Tony said, officers who've done things wrong. Sometimes they've done it because that's the way they were trained. But behind every single badge is a heart and a mind and a body made in the image and likeness of God that deserves the same prayers, the same preaching of the gospel that every other person out there that we try to share the gospel with deserves. And if you look at a police agency as nothing more than an extension of a government that you don't like and therefore deserving of your disrespect and your anger and your animosity, then you have disrespected every officer who's been made in the image and likeness of God. And how can you possibly expect that officer to want to protect you on the street corner when you're sharing the gospel when you have nothing but animosity for him? Christians, these are men and women who want to do a good job. Most people who wear the badge woke up one day and realized they wanted to do something for the community. They wanted to protect people. They wanted to help the community. Yes, we are stuck in a strange situation in our current day. We have laws being passed that are strange. We have communities and municipalities and federal government passing laws that just don't make sense sometimes. But that does not make every officer who walks the beat, who sits behind a desk investigating a crime, or comes up to you to deal with a potential problem because somebody's called up that. You need to show them the respect and courtesy that comes with putting on that badge every morning, knowing that there's a potential they may not come home. And I am begging you, as someone who has worn the badge for 14 years, please respect them. Care for them. I'll tell you right now, every person or every cop who's worn the badge knows that we are the most hated people group out there until someone is in trouble. Then everybody wants us there. Now, if that is the case, and the people who are supposed to be the most loving, the most compassionate, the most caring, treat us the same, why would they want to listen to us? Why would they want to hear the gospel proclaimed if this is how we are treating them like everybody else does? I'm begging you, people, I'm begging you, when you see someone with that badge on, when you know that that person has a hardened heart because he has seen the worst that life has to offer, if there's a bunch of people who understand the depravity of humankind, it is the law enforcement community. You pray for them. You thank them. You show them how much you appreciate them. Do not treat them as though they are the enemy. They're just doing their job. And as Tony said, it's a job that nobody tends to want to do. And that's just my thought on that.
Amen. Amen, brother. And again, look, We know that, and I want to reiterate this because I know there's going to be someone out there to take what we're saying out of context. We're not saying that those officers who violate the trust of the people they serve and the position they hold, we are not saying that they should not be disciplined for wrongdoing. They should. And any good officer will agree with that. If you do something wrong, you should be held accountable for your wrongdoing.
Absolutely.
But, you know, a doctor makes a mistake and the community doesn't rise up and want to excoriate all doctors. I mean, it seems to be that this is unique to the military and law enforcement professions. Now, we understand that in some ways there is a greater responsibility in these professions because we do wield a great deal of power. But the biblical definition of meekness is power under control. And you will not find another profession other than the law enforcement and military and first responder professions where that is exemplified more, that biblical meekness, that power under control. It is ultimately, in the end, what separates the good guys from the bad guys. But before you... You know, for instance, there, you know, obviously we're looking for this crazy man. It's Chris Dorner, I believe. It's Dorner, right? Is his last name Chris?
Yes, it is.
He's killed three people. He's killed two innocent civilians. He's killed a Riverside police officer. He's shot at two other LAPD officers. There are 50 law enforcement families that now have protective details with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because they have been marked for execution by this crazy man. And in the early heights of these incidents, when they literally have a madman running throughout the greater Los Angeles area, shooting officers, shooting relatives of officers. A situation happened in Torrance where what turned out to be two women delivering newspapers in the early morning hours were driving down the road in front of one protected family's house. It was a truck. It was, although not the same color, it was a similar truck to the one that Chris Dorner was suspected to be driving. Their lights were blacked out. They were driving slowly. And officers opened fire on the truck. They made a mistake. They were wrong. It wasn't the same color truck. It wasn't, obviously two women in a truck isn't one large black man in a truck. But it saddened me to see Christians that I know so quit Facebook and to mock law enforcement and to be saying things that live in a police state. When are these things going to end? And these are people who have never even come close to being in a situation like that, who would never want to come close to being in a situation like that. And I know those officers who fired didn't want to be in that position either. But it's so easy. It's so easy to sit in our armchairs and say, well, I would have done this, I would have done that, he should have never done this, I would have done it this way, when they have never spent a second in a law enforcement professional's shoes. Now, again, a civilian's lack of experience doesn't take away their right to question, doesn't take away their right to say, I think that was wrong. I don't think that should have happened that way. Not at all. But that doesn't give Christians the right to malign an entire profession where the men and women are willing to lay down their lives so Christians can pop off on Facebook? And how are you honoring Christ by showing such disrespect and such dishonor, and in some cases such hatred for the governing authorities that God has put in place, in part for your protection? Show me where that's honoring Christ. Show me where that is speech seasoned with salt. Show me where that is speech that gives grace to all who hear. Show me where that's exercising patience and long-suffering and kindness. Show me that. You can't. No matter how angry we get with the government that is over us, no matter how much we may disagree with the policies and tactics of one agency or another, whether it's administrative or legislative or judicial or enforcement, it doesn't give us the right to stop acting like Christians. It doesn't give us the right to stop talking like Christians. It doesn't give us the right to stop loving our enemies if you see these people as enemies. It doesn't. And I think there are Christians out there who are certainly maligning the name and the cause of Christ, and maybe showing some things about the true condition of their heart. And I'm not talking about a person's salvation, but some issues in a person's heart that you need to go before the Lord with and address. Because if you hate law enforcement, there is something wrong with your heart. If you even hate bad cops, there's something wrong with your heart. God has not given you the right to hate anybody. And we are so filled with sin at times, that very fine line between righteous indignation and sinful anger is too easy to step over, that Christians should avoid that line as much as possible. And again, I will be the first one to stand with my brothers and sisters in Christ who are mistreated by law enforcement. I mean, as some of you know, Chad Williams and I, Chad, if you know Chad, Chad is a former Navy SEAL, did things that most cops will never do, did things that most soldiers will never do, did things that a very few men in the world will ever do to protect our freedom. And Chad and I found ourselves in handcuffs at the hands of LAPD on Hollywood Boulevard, May of 2010. The officers lied on our citations as to what we allegedly did. The officer who handcuffed me told me that I don't need to sell my God here. I'm retired now. Why don't I go to North Korea? He was a Korean. He knew exactly what he was saying. He knows what happens to Christians in North Korea. We were mistreated and persecuted by rogue cops. So I know what it's like to be on that side too. But never would I hate my law enforcement brethren for that. Never would I hate my brothers and sisters that I've gone to war with, that I've bled with. Never. Never will I stop thanking God for the men and women behind the badge who are willing to lay down their lives to protect and serve. Never will I stop praying for their salvation. Never. Ever. And if you're a Christian and you disagree with this, you need to examine yourself. You need to examine yourself. There's a level of militancy and growing in the Christian community in the United States, particularly in the evangelism community, which I think is dangerous. I think it's unbiblical. And I think it's going to be harmful, not only to them, but to other Christians. And I think all of us on the front lines, whether it's street evangelism or abortion clinic work, or whatever it might be, all of us Christians who are out there in hostile territory every day, sacrificing much to proclaim the gospel to the lost, and facing persecution from the civilian populace that hates Christ and a law enforcement officer or even an agency who hates Christ. I think we all need to take a moment, reflect on our own rhetoric, and see if what we're saying, the words that are coming out of our mouth, are truly bringing Christ honor and glory. And then hopefully allow your Holy Spirit renewed conscience to be your guide. And for those of you who will continue with your vitriol against law enforcement, for those of you under the banner of Christian witness will continue to malign the law enforcement community, know this: when something goes bump in the night, and you are either unable or too afraid to handle it yourself, if you call us, we'll still come. If your loved ones are endangered on the streets somewhere, if you're involved in an accident, you cannot help yourself, regardless of what you think of us, we'll still come. Because by and large, the men and women who serve in the law enforcement community, just like our military, are men and women of honor and courage and selflessness. And they truly want to protect and serve. So before you malign my community and Chris's community, please take a moment to examine yourself and to see if your heart is in fact right with Christ in this area. Chris, I'm going to give you the last word, buddy.
I would just, I'd like to just reinforce what you've said, Tony, and that is that, you know, it's real easy to paint the broad brush and say, oh, those are the guys that are trying to take away our rights. Those are the guys that come up and chase us off when we're trying to preach the gospel. Those are the guys that are going to do all the bad things. Behind every one of those broad brushes is a sea of people who have committed their lives to the protection of the community. And they will protect you when someone comes flying up at you trying to knock you off the box. They will protect you when someone who hates you for what you've said tries to harm you, because it is their job to defend life. Every person who puts on that badge, that is the oath that we take. And I am pleading with you to stop looking at them as an arm of the government, to stop looking at them as some sort of enemy you have to defend against. And I'm pleading with you to bring them the gospel, because they desperately need it. Tony has said this before on the show. One of the hardest groups of people to reach is law enforcement. We have seen the worst that humanity has to offer, and we have to steel ourselves against it every day. And with that comes a lot of pride, a lot of arrogance, because we have to be putting up a strong front to stay alive. we cannot show weakness because those who would do you harm and do us harm will attack if you show weakness. And if you stand there, arms crossed, defiant, and don't want to share the gospel with those people, you are letting those who are standing there believing we have all the answers march off into hell. It is a tough world to live in. And we do it because we care about you, and we do it because we care about the community. And I am asking you, as Tony has said, to get off your high horse. It's easy. I've done it. I've looked at a video and said, what on earth was that guy thinking? But that person needs the gospel. And if your attitude is, I'd rather get a video of me getting hassled by the cops so I can show how good a preacher I am, get off of YouTube. Get off the street until your heart is right. If you want to pass Facebook messages around to talk about how cops are bad because we're becoming more militant, stop and look around you. The gospel is so needed in our country, yet so few preach it, that our country is falling down the tubes at a rapid pace. And those of us who wear the badge have to step up to meet it. We're doing what we have to do to protect you. So do your job for them. Be compassionate. Be loving. Thank them. Be kind. And share the gospel with them.
Amen.
And that's all I have to say.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, that's all we have. We're not going to take any questions tonight after all. Looks like everybody in the chat room has already gone off to bed. But we want to thank you for being with us tonight. I want to thank our guests, Richard and Suzanne Story and Karen Blackburn, for sharing their remarkable stories with us. And until next week, be encouraged, strengthened, and unafraid.